The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
The handle of a blade.
Why would anybody just grab say the blade? Yeah.
It's not like I put it in the holster.
Because you're any rogue.
It's not like I put it in the sheath backwards.
You meant to hold on to the handle of the blade, but you touched the actual blade itself.
He goes to pull it out, and he's got his
hand. What a quick fail, too.
Just slice an artery, man.
Burned that one.
That sharp.
You guys are downstairs fighting unholy demons. Luke is up there, like, oh my god, just arterial.
Anybody have another Band-Aid?
This didn't happen before.
This is like that SNL Julia Child skin, just everywhere.
We're gonna run out of Band-Aids at this rate.
So you're going to the only room that we're
yes.
in the room?
Yes. Okay. Find a trap door.
Or
is the door trapped?
I guess I'll see.
Time and neglect have punched holes in the ceiling of this moldy room, which contain a few broken roof shingles amid puddles of water. In one corner set into the floor is a heavy wooden trapdoor held shut with chain and padlock.
There's holes in the
ceiling?
A
young man's screams of anguish can be heard through the door.
There's holes in the ceiling?
Yes, that's
so you can see the daylight?
It's night now.
Well, you can see the outside.
Yeah, you can see
good
the
thing
sky.
We barred these windows.
God, you wouldn't know, you're in the other room.
So it's locked.
So is there a key?
Hey,
I'm
Padre.
going back to the priest. Where's the key?
In a fit of madness, I tossed it. I almost opened the door. I can't open the door. I'm not until I'm ready.
Okay, where'd you toss it?
It's like the morning lord will show me when it is time to open it. He will show you. Ask him. Ask him. He will tell you where the key is.
I'm gonna swing at the lock with my axe.
I'm gonna ask you to open it so we can at least lock it again if we need to.
Oh, now you want the shitty rogue's help.
Go ahead. You can smash it.
You know, I'm just giving you shit.
No.
My character's just an asshole, man.
Just roll an attack.
That should do it.
Yeah, 21.
Oh, yeah, no, you hit it. Roll damage. Whatever you're using.
What am I using?
Your axe?
Yeah. What I meant was, 12. Where the hell's my die at?
They're all mixed up.
You're on a diet?
Ooh. Nice.
That'll do.
16.
So, you're looking at it, and you're seeing, you know, it's got the pin, it's got the padlock, it's got the chain, and you're like, here, and you punch a hole the size of your fist right through, like, the whole locking mechanism just falls out. It just, and actually falls down the set of stairs that lead downward.
I hear that. Never mind. Head back.
The Morning Lord has opened it for you. You will save my son now.
Yeah. I am not the Morning Lord!
Yeah, it wasn't the giant Goliath with the axe.
It was Wicked Pither.
Since you're standing right there, make...
How long have you been sitting on that?
Holding on to that for a while, I think.
Since, like, day one, I'm thinking.
No, it was earlier, after you said swashbuckler.
Make me a strength check. Pither.
15?
So Colossus reaches down.
The saving throw?
No, just a strength check. You reach down and you kind of grab your hand around where you just smashed the lock through and you pull and you just... It was, with the moisture and stuff, it was definitely wedged shut. You just, and, you know, more pieces of this trapdoor break as you see it come off in his hands, and you walk in to see that the Goliath has basically ripped the door off its hinges.
Awesome.
Jeff, have an inspiration, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
I already have one. Oh, for you?
No. Yeah.
Being punny does not give you inspiration.
Not yet. You see a set of stairs descending down 15 feet to a dirt floor. The church's undercroft has rough-hewn walls and a floor made of damp clay and earth. Rotting wooden pillars strain under the weight of the wooden ceiling. Candlelight from the chapel above slips through the cracks, allowing you to glimpse a gaunt shape in a far corner.
Can you say rotting wooden pillars 5 times fast?
Rotting wooden pillars, rotting wooden pillars, rotting wooden pillars, rotting wooden pillars, rotting wooden pillars.
In your face!
Mic drop.
Figuratively.
We see him once
drop. I'm going to say that you see a figure there.
How lit is it?
It's not.
Are there wall sconces?
No.
I've got a torch.
You've got a torch.
I got a torch too.
Okay, so you got
two. No, let me go first.
Nope, I'm leading the parade.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably already started going down after he busted.
Probably.
Matt, are you behind him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can I tell if he is chained?
Make me a perception check at disadvantage. 10. No, you can't tell. The light is flickering. And, of course, you've got a torch, and even though you're out in front, you're kind of holding a torch to the side, you kind of get, like, a 30-foot range. So you're seeing the rotting pillars in the undercroft. You sort of see this individual, and they don't appear to be chained. Okay. And you sort of see them creep forward a little bit.
I will move over here, and I'm going to be ready in action. If that motherfucker gets 5 feet of me, he's going to get an axe in the face.
Okay.
Don't. Attack.
I am ready in action.
You could do non-lethal if you needed to. If that close, you should that light should be enough to see.
Okay. He can see without it.
Meta. That's true. I want to cast mage armor just in case, mm-hmm. But if I cast mage armor, I got to roll on the thing. Okay. So do I cast mage armor?
Yes.
Is that a one-time use?
No.
It's a spell. Right now,
it works for 8 hours.
No,
so
yeah, I know.
I'm sure something's going to go down the next 8 hours.
But right now, you are well behind both of us. He's up there with the priest. In theory, you're not going to get attacked right now.
If at all.
So you don't necessarily need to cast it right now.
I don't have that for you guys.
It would be something that you would normally cast before you go into combat. That way you don't waste an action to do it in combat.
I thought it was bonus.
That's what I'm saying. In case we're going into combat, doing it now is what makes sense.
Rather than moving.
Yeah. Unless you accidentally cast a fireball or something at the same time.
So, okay. I'm going to wax on, wax off. Mage armor.
Okay.
And?
Roll.
You roll a 1, don't you? Or you roll D20.
No, because I use Tides of Chaos, I have to whenever I do
oh,
a spell.
Oh, shit.
But you get back now.
I'm frightened by the nearest creature until the end of my next turn. So I'm scared of Pither.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm not coming any farther down the stairs.
For another turn.
Please flee.
Flee?
Yeah. So you run back up the stairs. Put yourself...
Oh my god, Zoidberg is an illithid.
Put him... put yourself... Just off to the side, like 60 feet away from the step. That's how far you... what's your movement speed?
30.
Yeah, so you would get that far away.
Okay.
So you basically have run back into the chapel.
He'd only get 30, though, because he's already taken an action. Couldn't double move.
So
well, I'm assuming that he goes to in a full-out run, 10, 15, 20, and a full-out 30. Run action would be 60. I'm not going quite by initiative because we've not done anything for initiative.
Okay.
So he can take that action and run 60. Okay. I mean, depending on how this goes, you just have to stand there for a bit and then you can come back.
Dude, Pither is fucking scary.
Yeah, he's a tall motherfucker.
I know, right? IKR. I sit down in the pew.
This thing sort of slinks to the side here.
This thing. So hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the pie.
No.
I'll move up to him.
Let's give him the pie.
We're not in initiative, right?
Nope, you're not in initiative.
Yeah, okay, so now I do my next turn. I'm not scared of him. What the fuck? And I double move back.
Yep, you're there.
I'm going to cast protection from good and evil on him.
How does that work again?
Let me read it.
Is that what you did to draw out those ghosts?
Yeah. Until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch is protected against certain types of creatures, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead. The protection grants several benefits. Creatures of those types have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. The target also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. If the target is already charmed, frightened, or possessed by such a creature, the target has advantage on a new saving throw against the relevant effect.
So, Davin, you reach out and you release your hand. The form is sort of huddled and just shaking, and it sort of closed in on itself. And you put your hand out on him, and you say the words, and he stops trembling for a minute. And he sort of takes a deep breath, and he sort of... blood. And goes, I can smell your blood. And attacks you.
That's not terrifying.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
Can I hear this commotion downstairs?
You will in a second. Okay. I'm assuming an 11 doesn't hit.
Nope.
That probably will. 23 to hit?
Yep.
Okay. So you see this head cock at a quick angle and moves like lightning, and it swipes in your shield, because you've got a shield, right? Your shield blocks the first one, and in the second one, the other arm reaches up kind of around your face and pulls you in, and you can feel the thing's hot breath on your neck. And we'll take initiatives from everybody.
Everybody in the club gets initiatives.
14.
15.
So Troy was 15 or 14?
14.
Matt was 15.
18.
Lucas was 18.
16.
Jeff, 16. Those are all really good rolls.
Those are all really nice things.
Would you define him as being hostile?
Yeah.
In a second, I will.
A little bit. I have a smile if he's not hostile.
So, it reacts first. It reacts fastest. It's got a hold of you. It's got you grappled. And you feel it's...
I'm grappled?
Yeah.
I didn't even get a check to resist it.
Nope. He just snags you. On a successful hit, it becomes an immediate grapple.
Okay.
And unfortunately, he gets to act before you. So, you see two canine fangs illuminated by your torch, and he goes right for your throat.
Nice.
Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
We are level 3 characters with barely any magical equipment.
He's a spawn.
Is it okay?
You take a total of 11 damage. Ooh. 3 piercing from the teeth, and then 8 necrotic.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
You actually, your hit point maximum is reduced by 8.
For until a long rest, we've done this before.
Okay.
Yeah. So your new maximum will be whatever that is.
8 less than what have you got?
Can't stop farting, guys.
Okay, sorry. Which happens first?
But I would say lose it and then subtract from your total. I think that's more fair than just than dropping you, then dropping you again.
Yeah.
Just dead.
Irreversibly dead.
And this thing, how tall? You're 4 feet.
4.5.
this thing, you know, it pulls back. Blood just, your blood just oozing from its mouth from the wound that it just gave you, and you see it sort of leap to the ceiling and start crawling across the ceiling away from you. I'll give you an opportunity to attack as it leaves your threatened range.
15.
Hit.
For 4.
What type of damage is that?
Bludgeoning.
Cool. He put him right. So he skitters over the top of you and gets Jesus and gets that far.
Lathander.
Lestat, it's your turn. So you hear something going on, and then you hear
I kinda go, I look at the priest and say, son sounds hungry, and I grab the priest and start dragging him down.
Okay. You can move half your speed.
Okay.
You can grapple the priest first.
He's pretty catatonic.
Roll a strength check to make sure you can grapple him.
Just straight strength?
Yeah, you're just rolling a strength check.
8.
No, you can't see. You grab a hold of him, but he just falls out of your grasp.
I mean, I'm just going to continue to try to drag him.
Okay, you have to wait till your next turn to drag him.
Okay.
Jeff, your turn.
I wouldn't be able to, like, intimidate him into moving, would I?
Okay. We'll see. Touch with wait for your next action. We'll see what you can do.
He's up on the ceiling or he's down on the ground?
No, so he shot to the ceiling and tried to skitter across. You sort of flipped up with your offhand. What do you got, a mace?
Warhammer.
You flipped up with your warhammer and kind of splatted him against the ceiling. And so he sort of tumbled and is sort of in a crouch on the opposite side of you now.
Okay.
On the ground?
Yeah, he's on the ground. I mean, the ceiling's only 10 feet high. That's why I was wondering if with 4 feet and him able to swing, he would be able to snag the body. I just wanted to make sure. If it was a little higher, then I'd say he's too short to hit him, but...
That spell wouldn't have even gone off, would it?
No.
So do I lose the spell, or...
Why wouldn't your spell have gone off?
Because I don't think I can protect an undead from undead.
The spell would have failed. I'll say it fizzled. That's fine. I'll give you that back.
Okay. I wouldn't have even given him a disadvantage.
It just doesn't do anything.
Right? Yeah, it only protected him. Okay. And I can't protect him from undead.
Protect yourself.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
What?
Do it.
Do it.
Hey.
You do.
Hey.
You be you.
Hey. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Channel divinity.
Yep. Light it up.
Light 'em up, up, up. Light 'em up.
We'll say.
We'll say.
You talk in such a sub bass range that the elephants in the zoo sometimes.
Wisdom save.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're right.
4. You can.
No, that was 1. I saw that.
It was. Plus the modifier is a 4. It's still a fail.
Okay. He is turned.
What did you turn him into?
Nothing.
I turned undead.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now he's got to flee from you.
Yep.
Boom.
Wait, what?
He held up his holy symbol and went, "You shall not pass!
You shall not bite me again, asshole!"
Yeah.
Get the fuck off, vampire spawn!
So now you're chasing him towards me?
Absolutely, he is. He has to move immediately, right?
On his turn.
Oh, you gotta wait to his turn?
When he comes to you, he'll try to flee.
Would you roll an initiative?
14. He tries to flee past you, then you'll get up at that.
No, he's not going to flee past.
I didn't see that.
Towards me.
Say, I would think it does inherent damage, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, at 5th level, I can try and destroy undead.
So far.
That's so much fun for a cleric to do.
Turned creatures flee until they take damage.
Okay. But I have to wait till my turn, so...
I guess I won't turn him.
Oh, you're not going to turn him?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
I will Sacred Flame him.
Legit?
Make sure you erase that check when I come in.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Dexterity save.
11.
Failed.
Okay. Roll damage. Is that radiant damage?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
5.
So you let loose with holy fire. I like to imagine that it comes out of your palm with the tattoo, so it's like a radiant beam.
Oh no, I like to believe that I hold my hands up and it comes down.
Fair enough. So suddenly, Colossus, the room is awash with fire as this thing is stuck in this column of flames and is just screaming. Lucas, you see the priest stand.
Do I smell the charred body?
Well, you got to think you're directly above this. Radiant. Like the altar is like right.
Oh here. Yeah, it's not really.
Fire. It's really really bright light, but to him he is burned by it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Matt.
And a bonus action.
Yeah, go ahead.
For 8 points of healing.
Nice. Just as long as you don't pass your 25 or whatever.
Oh, I've only got 3 points to go up. I'll save it.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast it. My mistake.
All right.
Firebolt.
Okay.
16.
Against AC? Yeah, hits.
You don't add anything, right? No, I add spell attack bonus. Yeah? Is that how it works?
Yes, if that's the type of spell you're casting hit, what? Yeah?
Firebolt?
Yeah, spell attack. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well then, 21. Sorry, it's 21.
As you like. Still hits. Let me do the math for a minute, still and hit. It hits.
It's just actually, a little higher than you went over the top? Does it hit anywhere?
7.
What type of damage is that?
Fire.
That is on fire. Now you're smiling.
I only catch things on fire if they're not being worn.
Okay.
So, it's like hit him and catch his clothes on fire.
Is that a level 1 spell or is it cantrip?
Cantrip.
Okay. So you let loose with the fire and the burning, and now it hits...
The fire and the burning and the throwing
flame. And it hits Doru, and Doru... And you just blood just pouring out of his mouth, and it's just...
You're not looking very good?
Blood is pouring out of his mouth.
That doesn't mean he's half dead.
Just saying.
Your bowl. Blood.
Troy.
No, I legitimately asked that question, like... You know, do I get a sense that he's, like, still pretty...
For a guy who has taken a smash from a Warhammer, dropped to the other side, been lit up by divine light and fire, he looks pretty good.
Okay. Well, sweet. I'm going to rage!
Rage!
Why the hell not?
In spite of your rage?
Huh?
No.
In spite of what?
Your rage.
Oh, no. Despite.
Despite all his rage, he's still a delight.
Yeah, the vampire in the basement.
So always get down. Oh, you already died. Look at that.
I fell down. I've fallen over.
He fell over.
I'm also going to attack recklessly, which gives me advantage. Well, I'll give him advantage on attack.
Attack recklessly.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't miss.
So it gives you and him advantage?
Ooh.
Did he literally roll 2 1s?
No, 2 2s.
Oh, 2 2s. Can you read me attack recklessly?
They're just, when you decide to make your first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage on melee attack rolls using strength during your turn. The attack rolls against you have advantage until your next turn.
Okay, so can't the penalty is against you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're fine then.
I'm out of reach.
I don't know though. That's a pretty big dude swings a pretty big axe. Just gonna throw it out there. What's base human speed? 30 or 40?
30.
Move him like Matt did, 30 down, and then come 30 across. And now come 40, yeah.
I mean, arguably, though, you said that they're right here, above, so he should have went this way.
It's fine. Mathematically, he's still closer. So the priest stands up and just runs right past you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we get an opportunity attack? I'm just kidding.
If you wanted it, yeah.
We're not really attacking him, right?
Not yet.
Are we?
I'm gonna assume.
Don't know yet.
I mean, if I got an opportunity attack, I'd probably hit the guy.
The thing.
We're trying to hit his son. I'm gonna say.
The thing turns advantage, true. Right? The thing turns at you and attacks. I'm assuming a 23 hits.
Mm-hmm.
24 hits. Okay. You are now grappled.
You do have advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws.
When it gets to be your turn to escape the grapple, yeah? Basically, it sacrifices taking damage to immediately grapple you, okay. Is the way that I read it. Which is fun. Pretty and easy. Then advantage?
Ooh, you might have got lucky on that one.
15 hit?
Nope.
Alright, so this thing reaches around and just snakes its arm around and grabs you. And it brings its teeth up to your neck and you sort of just lean enough that you feel... As the teeth clamp down on air.
You're just tall enough, he can't reach you.
No, he didn't miss him by much.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, what does that do?
No, it's the next level thing, but that...
Lucas, it's your turn.
I guess I'll follow the priest.
All right, if you're going to full move, do your double.
Sweep in the priest.
Yep. Okay. Jeff.
Do you believe me yet?
It is your turn, Jeff. The thing is clung to Colossus at this point. You're big enough and he's small enough. He's, like, literally on your back. And his claws are wrapped around your arms. And he's, like I said, he's trying to tear into your flesh and just missed. He's apparently on advantage. I still can't roll double digits.
It's okay.
I'll cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okie dokie.
Ooh, what's that do?
You create a floating spectral weapon within range that lasts for the duration or until you cast this spell again. When you cast the spell, you can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. On a hit, the creature takes force damage equal to 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier.
Yep.
As a bonus action on your turn, you can move the weapon up to 20 feet and repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet of it.
But it has to be a second target. It can't be the first target. Because it sounded like it said...
Doesn't specify
it? Says I move it, and I attack again. It doesn't say it has to be a separate creature.
I thought it said another target.
And repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet.
Trying to grab
doesn't say another
weapon?
No, he just needs... I just need him to put it wherever his spectral weapon is. Okay, it's there. Swing away. Don't miss.
Move is terrible.
What is that? 12.
Miss.
Bonus action.
You need to find me.
Sure,
that
hits. Yeah, 23. Yep, deal
damage. You have a rational fear of a lot of
7.
Things.
And you said that was a spirit, well, that's force damage.
Force.
I'm never scared of, like, oh, that guy might shoot me, he's holding a gun. No, I'm like, oh, zombies.
Spiders.
It is now, Matt, it's your turn. Rational. You hear footsteps behind you, and you turn and look in the room you're in, and you see that the priest has just flown in the door, and that Lestat is right on his heels. You're sort of standing at the top of the stairs. As you see them in between these upright pillars and stuff.
What's this thingy?
It's a giant weapon. Floating spectral weapon. What is your spectral weapon?
It's a sword, look. Right? No.
It can be whatever he wants it to be, I think.
No, it's associated with the god.
Well, it's going to be whatever... It's a dolphin. It's going to be whatever his god's weapon is, which is probably a mace or a warhammer.
Or a dolphin.
It's a dolphin holding the mace of a warhammer.
It's a celestial dolphin.
Swordfish.
I'll say it's a warhammer.
All right.
Sure.
So you see a giant floating glowing warhammer dancing around these three. We're also lit by torches because they're each holding a torch. Although Pither's probably flinging it in the thing's face trying to get it off of him.
Firebolt. 21 hits.
It does.
For 4.
Okay. And Troy.
My turn.
Yeah.
Can do better.
Love of God, do better. For the love of the Thunder, do better. What are you trying to do?
I'm hit him.
You're grappled right now.
Oh, then
strength check.
Strength check.
Yeah, you can break. You can break those cuffs.
What do I do?
Okay, that? You just roll a strength check.
Okay.
You have advantage on it though.
Right. Nat 20.
That'll do.
Okay. Yeah. You turn and you fling him off of you.
Can I hit him?
I don't think so.
No,
I think the grapple was your action.
Is it? I thought
yeah.
It was half. It was half.
I don't think so.
A grappled creature can use its action to escape. So that is your
action. That is your action. You've escaped.
But can I hit him if I'm grappled?
No.
Yes.
You can, but I'm going to imagine it's definitely going to be a disadvantage. Because
So long as you're attacking the person in the grapple with you, it's combat. It's wrestling.
You can wrestle him, yeah.
You have advantage, which, as we know now, negates.
You're wrestling.
I don't have any advantage.
Just one round?
For the one round.
That sucks. You got three of those, though.
Because if you're swinging at an axe and he's on you, I'm going to assume that you're going to be at disadvantage so you don't chop your own, arm off.
Yeah. You just about have to do unarmed in a grapple.
Yeah.
I'll take the, whatever. I broke free. All
right. You broke free. Matt, please make me a... Dex saving throw.
Here's my problem with that. So he can just grapple me every time, and my only choice is to ungrapple him. And I feel like there should be some sort of
I think you can contest the grapple, and I think you might be able to, like Jeff said, unarmed combat. But since
what I'm saying is I don't have a choice that he can grapple me ever. Like there's
that's
not.
No, that he has to hit you. Okay. You gave me advantage, so he definitely hit you.
15.
15. You get shouldered out of the way and narrowly escape from falling down the stairs as that guy moves another 30. 20,
29, 30. Well, can he move past him?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's running past Matt down the stairs, and Matt's check was to make sure Matt didn't tumble down the stairs as the guy ran into him.
I thought we couldn't pass through enemy squares.
Depends. Are you treating him as an enemy? Because
he's the one passing through. That's what I'm saying. Is he considering us an enemy? Both ways?
Probably more worried about his son than anything.
The real question is whether or not, at this point, the guy is bolting past Matt. He is squeezed through the space. If Matt wants to attack him, Matt can.
or allow his son to eat him alive, which is what I would.
No, I'm good. He's fine.
Planning on doing anyway.
Wow. Wild Magic Surge. You cast Fireball as a third level spell centered on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or the next one, so just 1 point.
I wasn't kidding about accidentally casting Fireball.
Yeah. You cast Magic Missile as a fifth level spell.
That was your enemy. So you see this, Doru sort of, he gets shaken off and he looks at you and sort of.
I kind of want to say Dormammu.
I know.
Wait a minute, I didn't get to go.
Oh.
No, you did.
No, the priest went, and I haven't moved since.
Yes, you moved.
No.
You earlier. You catch the priest. The priest is zero.
And then he just went again. I haven't gone.
Yeah, you did. I guarantee you have.
No, I didn't.
He moved, and then you moved. It hasn't gotten to your turn yet.
Then he moved again.
No, he's right.
Your
move was to grapple him. You failed. His move was to run. Your second move was to run after him.
Meanwhile, his next move was to run down the stairs.
So where am I at in this, then? I'm very confused. Because you guys just all went, and I haven't gone.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. You started the round.
You're top of the order, I think.
Yeah, you're almost top of the order.
Do you think? I'm very confused.
Well, see, here's the list, and I'm going from one to the next. The priest is initiative zero.
Okay.
Doru is initiative higher than everyone else.
So Doru's going to go, and then probably him.
Yeah. Doru's going to go, then Lucas is going to go.
Okay.
So he's coming back at you, Jeff. 20 hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Master.
He'll grapple you again. And that's not. So he's got you grappled. He tries to bite through you and probably catches the corner of your chainmail or something, and his teeth snag in the metal.
Do you chip a tooth?
No. Lucas, it's your turn.
Oh. I'll take a couple steps. Can I shoot an arrow through there or no?
You can move through.
Yeah, you can move through him if you want to move down.
It's a friendly.
No, I want to stand there. But can I still fire an arrow down there?
No, because Matt is occupying, like, if you think about cellar stairs, Matt's occupying that first couple steps in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can fit an arrow in there because the opening at that point is only, what, you know,
well, I'm trying to think.
Wide.
When we were at the four-way stop, I was behind people. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so just take one more step down.
If you take one more step down, you can shoot.
That's what I was saying. You can move through them.
Yeah. At that point, as the stairs go down, now you can see most of the room because of the angle.
Cheers, face. Good.
I'm going to get big baby.
And you are?
I'm not hitting him.
Cool.
Wait, well, thank you, man.
How's my new stuff?
How about the roll?
Yeah.
No, I didn't crit that.
Oh.
Quattro.
Okay. No, you're fine.
Okay.
How much is it? We don't know how low this is AC might be.
It's a lot higher than. What is my thing? 9.
Does a 9 hit?
No, 9.
Okay.
Not even close.
So,
well, you 15, a 15 did, so
he's
that's
unarmored.
Not that much room.
He has 10 or 12.
So, you're letting loose with a crossbow, or are you letting loose with a.
Yeah, it was the hand crossbow.
Okay. Like I said, a 15 hit, so it's not that big of a gap. Yeah.
So, you let loose with this bolt, and just because it's still thematic, because it's been happening this whole time. You're fighting this thing that's, you know, clearly trying to wrestle you, and you just happen to, in the midst of trying to punch Doru or shake him off, you lift your shield up, and you feel a bolt bounce off of it. So
sorry.
It hit you.
I figured it plinked off of the helmet.
Wasn't that bad. Jeff, it's now your
turn. Watch yourself down there.
You are grappled at the moment.
Okay.
Four.
I took no, I didn't
Four?
Take damage.
Nope, you didn't take damage. He missed the bite.
Okay. So he's in my square.
Yeah, he's in your square.
All right, I'll try and throw him off.
Okay. Go
athletics.
Ahead.
This thing doesn't can't hit it.
It doesn't move till my bonus action.
You can use athletics or strength. Yeah.
Athletics is strength.
Well,
athletics or
acrobatics.
22.
Ooh, you throw him to the ground.
Oh, he rolled.
You said he threw him to the ground. No, it gives me an escape DC.
Oh, okay.
With this, there is not an opposed roll. You throw him off.
Okay.
To the ground, specifically. One might say.
Is he prone, or is
he's
he...
Not.
He's not prone. Oh, gosh.
I will start making it all very, very calculated and exact and stop embellishing and making it fun for the listeners.
15.
Huh?
15 hits. To hit. For 12 damage.
Wow, 12 force damage.
Nice.
That drags through. I mean, that magical. Oh no, it's not a. I keep thinking it's a dagger. It's not. It's a hammer. So you hit him right in the chest, and you hear things crack that shouldn't crack. I mean, it was a solid blow.
It's a squeaky hammer.
And you hear. And you hear the priest from the other side of the room, which you may have not even seen enter so far, just scream, "No!"
You hear a psychotic chick in the other room go, "Somebody's got my hammer!" Because it's 20-foot hammer. That was the joke.
Matt.
This energy drink is really good.
We should get him a Red Bull, like, every time, instead of that mopey, tired.
I can't stop moving my leg. It's just going on its own.
I can feel my teeth! What is wrong with
you? Matt.
Yeah, sorry.
Your turn.
What's a witch bolt do, man? Would that hurt something pretty good?
Oh, I got a great second level.
Why don't you hit him with it?
Because I don't want to.
In your face!
I don't want to burn a second level slot.
Well, what are you doing?
We're fighting something
there,
that's very powerful.
Huh?
What are you doing, Bozak?
And we'll probably sleep after this. We don't know that.
No, we don't.
Can I burn a one?
Sure.
Burn a one.
Do it, yeah. Do you. You do you. As they say. The kids.
Okay, I gotta check, though. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, my God. Learn your spells!
My turn.
How long have we been playing?
Suck a dick.
When you learn your spells.
It took a year last time.
I will memorize them. And then you have to fillate somebody.
It took a year last time, so just give him some time.
I'm just on a hit. The target takes 1d12.
It hasn't, because he still has a bunch of spells.
You can use your action to deal 1d12.
Hey, I still have to look at my spells.
But you look at them and then, like do them. He's like, oh, let me stop the game for 20 minutes.
17 hit?
Yes.
But
this hit. One! Damn. Damage? What type of damage is that?
Lightning!
The thunder. How about you roll on that fancy schmancy table?
Oh, beans.
You didn't realize that was wild magic.
No! I could have done firebolt.
Stupid. I was getting wild magic, man, all the time.
This
was your choice.
A rubber duck to
please be fireball. Please be fireball.
It's not. A spectral shield hovers near you for the next minute, granting you +2 bonus to AC and immunity to magic missile.
Boom! Pretty useful here when you're 30 feet away from the guy.
Well, I'm going to go engage him now.
All right, so you've got a shield.
How long does it last?
A minute, so I got 5 rounds.
All right. What's up, AC?
10 rounds. I can't do math. That puts my AC at 18. So I've got 16 because I have my
mage armor.
Oh, yes, okay.
And you just hold concentration on that to keep popping him, yeah?
Yeah.
For
1d12 every time?
No.
How long?
Six rounds.
Okay.
Six rounds.
Six rounds?
It's a minute.
Look, we're never going to get
10 rounds.
Inflate somebody if you don't let me.
10 rounds.
I say, I think it's 10 rounds.
Did you stop that shit?
Yep. Go right
fart
ahead.
Fart when I'm angry.
You want to give me advantage again?
You wouldn't like
No, it's only, angry. Well, it's only my first attack.
Oh, okay.
Rage!
Yeah.
How's the rampage going?
Not good.
Okay, what'd you roll?
3.
No.
Plus nothing that's going to get close.
Okay, so you swing with your axe and just it totally dodges out of the way.
Does the priest look like he's upset or is he angry?
It worked, yeah, you're right, it's 10.
Yeah, I'll say it's for a while. Will you move him, move the priest up to your back?
Just around in the buckles of your pants.
What? Roll roll post strength. He got a 16.
No good. 17.
Okay. So.
The saving throw?
Huh? That's not a saving throw.
Saving still something.
You feel hands start pawing at you and just like beating your back. It's like, no, that's my son. What are you doing? Don't.
Feed into the little thing.
It's turn now. Okay, you guys really aren't providing me an avenue of escape, so I'll go back at old Jeff here.
Sure not.
I mean, you can move, you always get an opportunity.
It's like, 25
hits?
Damn it, yes.
Wow. He grapples you again.
As long as you roll low on the attack.
So it leaps back from the axe throw, pounces on top of the dwarf, and 4 hits.
Yeah.
Are you gonna live through this?
No.
In theory.
So that's 5 piercing damage.
16 necrotic.
4 necrotic. And another 8 necrotic.
What's that put you at?
9.
And how much?
No.
I did 8.
9!
Oh. And you see it continue to drink his blood.
This is fun.
Now wait, if he's a cleric and he's drinking his blood, isn't he getting holy stuff inside of him? Wouldn't it melt him?
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works.
But it does gain, he does gain HP every time he drinks from
you. You hear a voice from behind you, Pither, saying, Doru, what are you doing? No!
Throw the priest in front of you.
Touch him with your hand.
Lucas, it's your turn. He is now on top of the druid, drinking his blood.
You're on top of him.
Fire away.
Yeah. I'm half tempted to hit the priest instead.
Don't do that.
Or shove the priest into him.
Not you.
No, the vampires. Vampires all over me, and I...
Are you serious? Why are you shooting the unarmed guy? Shoot that thing that's eating my face right now.
Alright.
Good roll.
Nope, it's not. It didn't hit.
You feel another plink off your back of a bolt.
I'll get it. Hang on. Just give me a minute.
I'm getting the range. Getting the range. Recalculating.
Things take a minute to reload. All right.
He's wiry.
Jeff, it's your turn.
Can I cast in a grapple?
It's technically an attack. No. Then yes. If you can attack in a grapple, you should be able to cast in a grapple if it's an attack. Sensible.
I mean, I would say, what are the components?
You were talking
to it?
Really
verbal,
fast.
You
know,
no.
If it's verbal, I'd say you can easily get away with it.
Is it really verbally?
I picked out apple fritter. Did you say apple fritter? Or was that fat guy Freudism again?
I should play a boat.
Verbal somatic.
Somatic in motion, right?
What about...
Question?
Okay, I got a verbal.
Okay, if you can cast a verbal, I'm going to say you can just do it.
Okay, I'll use my action to cast healing word.
Okay, go ahead. You are still grappled, however.
Yes. So I go up 10.
Yep. Don't forget your double negatives of 8 or whatever it is.
Hey, so every round that my lightning strikes,
double negatives?
On the table?
Well, he took you down 8, and then he took you down another 8.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, he took you down another 8, so that's down another 8. Necrotic damage. The poor brass rocks over here is like, anytime you guys want to hit this thing, that would be great!
I still say throw the old man into it.
Spiritual weapon on the bonus action.
Yep, go ahead.
That is a 10.
No, miss.
Yeah.
Every time my witch bolt hits the guy, do I have to roll on the board? How does that work?
Should just be on the cast. For the
no.
Cast.
No, you just roll casting.
Yeah, you just continue to roll.
No, I'm saying I don't have to roll on the magic.
No, you don't. It's only when you initially cast.
Roll high on damage.
Yeah, man. Roll high, dude.
Are we going to do a thing here?
You didn't say it was my turn.
I don't know.
Max damage, 12.
Okay,
is it... What is it to...
You mean it's lightning damage?
It's just...
Yeah, I know, but does it take an action for you to continue the damage?
Yes. Okay.
It does take your whole action or a bonus action?
It's an action.
Sorry.
And then
he's got to concentrate on it.
I can move, and that's it.
Okay.
If I take another action or cast another spell, then it's over.
Just making sure.
It seems...
Well, no, it's still there. Your bonus action maintains it. It takes your action to actually damage somebody with it.
Yes. So you're holding...
Oh!
You can do something else and still hold the spell. You just don't do the damage.
Okay.
So you've still got him in your sights, and you call forth lightning. And especially for Pither, because he's up close, after he bit into... Davin's neck for the second time, you saw him seem to get stronger, a little bit bigger, he's, you know, blood running from his mouth, then he gets hit with a lightning bolt right in the face, and it's sort of, you know, he looks worse for wear because of that.
It takes him back bigger too.
It does.
Does the blood-sucking heal him?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, fuck.
Obviously.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Vampires.
Oh my god.
Logic.
Yes, logic.
Vampire logic.
Do you know how vampires work?
Troy?
They live by sucking
blood. They're
make-believe.
I live by eating cheese, but every time I eat cheese, I don't get stronger.
No, you fart. Yeah,
technically, you do.
Your smell gets stronger.
We have 12 t-shirts tonight.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else I can do here.
It's a shame. You don't have any other spells. Well, you don't need spells at all.
Yeah.
You run up and hit things, man.
I know, but...
Pick things up and put them down.
Grapple the priest, pat his hair, and just say,
16.
This is why we're here.
Hits.
This is why we're here.
I'm telling you, throw the priest in that thing's face.
I'm not touching the priest.
Pick up the priest and use him as a weapon.
You can
the priest and an old priest. It's pronounced Catholic.
The Catholic priest.
Those are the Catholic priests that really like being there.
No, they're Catholics.
Catholics.
How much damage?
Hold on.
Hold on.
10 total?
Yeah.
So you bring the axe right into the thing's back with a blow that would cripple weaker men than you, and it seems to shrug it off a little bit.
Whatever survives, I hit.
Yep, the priest is going to attempt to grapple you again to prevent you. What are you doing? Not my son! Roll a, yeah.
Close strength.
That'll do it.
All right,
You're like Andre the Giant. Somebody's just banging on your back.
Yeah, he's hitting you in the back.
I feel like you should like bounce off and like fall over your
head. Just gonna shove him with your heel or something.
Man, Jeff, he's right there, so he's gonna go again. He's still on you.
What? Pither's right there.
He's clinging to his back.
Oh, you're still
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no reason why he's not just gonna go back.
Yep.
For another drink.
We might lose our cleric tonight.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lose him.
Debatable.
Yeah, you might.
Can you use an inspiration to make you roll again?
Let's see. How do I do that?
You kill him. That's how you do that.
You use max damage or do you double damage?
Double the roll.
I'm just gonna double the bite. Oh.
Me.
How many hit points you got?
Max. What'd you get?
I got, like, 17 on the bite.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, I'm assuming that his bite was so strong, I was just curious, because basically...
You doubled the necrotic, too. No.
The thing, what I'm saying about the necrotic is he can't drink your blood if your blood is no longer flowing.
True.
So if I...
It's still flowing. I'm not dead.
Yeah, but I don't think he can do your necrotic zero. Damage.
Yeah, if you're at zero, you're just out.
Damage is damage, man. That's gonna hit me.
25.
Yep.
So negative something.
But not enough to outright kill you?
Not quite.
It's not far from it right now.
So you guys see brass rocks fall. But you were only at 17. Because I'm trying to think. I don't think he's going to get any life gain from that. Because it's the necrotic that gets the life gain. And just literally the bite alone took you out.
Yep.
So he's not going to regain any life gain from that.
I thought you just hit zero and pass out and not do the necrotic at all. I thought that's how it worked.
Nope, that spell does not go away.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's not concentration.
Really?
Okay.
Because it's the bonus action that gives me the attack.
Make an attack of opportunity.
21.
Yep.
Hit.
14.
Nice hit. Move him... He takes down the priest. The priest is laying there in a pool of his own blood. The vampire, looking invigorated, springs forward in an attempt to run, and you just kind of lash out with your axe and knock him down. Lucas, it's your turn.
This is my pencil, you jerk. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to roll a different die this time and see if I can actually hit him.
Okay, take a shot.
Does a 16, 16 hits.
Yep. Hey, you plank him with a bolt.
Move.
Max damage is 9.
What about you got sneak?
He's not engaged. He's down and out. So
he has to be engaged with it with no help.
Hang on. Let me
swap for a thing. Get you something.
No, I think
so. No. It's a one-on-one thing.
I assume it's got to be melee.
It's melee. You have to be right in front of him with nobody around me. Yes.
Okay. So you plank him in the shoulder with a bolt, but he seems to keep on clawing his way through the dirt of the undercroft. Jeff, death saving throw? One fail.
Question.
Yes.
I'll wait to my turn.
Question?
Matt, would you like to do your damage again?
Yes, I can take a move action too.
Yes, you can. You can move. You can deal your damage, and you can continue concentrating on the spell.
You move, I move.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did the little spirit thing attack? Does it continue to attack?
No, bonus action. Bonus action. Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
But it doesn't work on its own.
It's just sitting there.
It's just hovering.
Requires my bonus action.
Can I pick it up and use it?
No. Five. Okay.
Fifth.
So again, lightning hits it in the face, and it's looking rough, but it's still charging.
I could have moved. Can I?
Yes.
Can I retcon that a little?
Where would you like to move?
Right here.
Yeah. Troy?
Stop copying me!
My turn?
Yeah.
I want to get away from the door. He tries to go towards the door.
If I move out of his range, is he going to get an opportunity attack? This guy?
Who?
The priest.
Theoretically, yes.
Is he actually attacking, or is he just moving? So that's the question.
Well, I was gonna move over this way, but
well, you can move here.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Right? Yeah, that's why I was asking if that was not gonna be the case.
I'm so sorry.
Gosh, go ahead and play my character.
Why don't you play your character? Come on, swing those axes.
You gonna do rage again?
I'm continuously.
Yeah, he's constantly.
I got raging. Minute.
He's on the roids.
But that doesn't give you advantages.
No, I think that I get. Calm down. 20?
Yep.
Hit.
What is that?
The
9,
13, 15.
It's
a good hit.
So your axe, again, a shot that should cleave a lesser man in half, your axe just seems to glance off of him. You're still doing damage. You're seeing blood start to pour out of his undead body.
It's beefy.
You really need magic to kill this thing.
Hey. I don't have a choice. I got one thing.
He's taking more. Giving more damage than my magic can.
But it's not. It's really not.
The priest continues to beat his hands uselessly. Troy, make an opportunity attack.
No.
Okay. Move it diagonally. So up one.
This way?
No. Here. And then start moving diagonally. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
He can't jump to the top of the stairs. It's bullshit.
He's climbing on the ceiling at this point.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
So he's at the top
of the ceiling. Thanks for moving up the stairs, dicks.
He leaps to the ceiling. As he leaps to the ceiling, Pither swings his axe and just misses the moving form. It's moving way too fast. And you see the thing like some sort of spider just scuttle across the top of the undercroft. Lucas, sorry.
Yeah. This time I'm using a bow.
Okay.
That's not going to hit it.
Okay. Jeff, death saving throw, please.
I haven't used that one yet.
I don't use it as a rogue either.
Oh.
It rolls.
That's two failed saving throws from Jeff.
If I give him a potion of healing, will that actually heal him?
Yeah, I believe yes. So, yeah. If you take the turn to pour it down his throat, yes.
Can you do that by...
It just takes an action.
Okay. So if you're going to do that, then... Because that was kind of my plan on getting down there, but if you're going to do that...
Well...
Then I've got something I can zap him with.
In fairness, I can't do that because I have to disengage, right?
It depends on how he's treated.
We have been hostile to him, so...
That's why I asked. But he's not hostile. That's why I asked about moving out of his...
To be perfectly honest, he's occupying this square. If he does take an attack of opportunity and you move here, he's going to stop you here, so you're going to be able to do what you want to do anyway. It's just whether or not he punches you in the back. Okay. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Because basically, you choose your move, and if he hits you at the point you move out of the disengage, or the point you move away, he stops you.
You can come here.
You could also come right there where the spectral weapon is, and you wouldn't be able to do either way. Matt, it's your turn.
You hitting him with, bro?
Crit fail.
Okay. Wait, what were you doing? I thought you were just doing the witch. Oh, you're doing something else?
No. Just casting Scorching Ray.
Can you
That's two rays. No, that's three rays. Three separate attacks.
So three attacks.
Is it 11 hit?
No.
And another crit fail.
Please roll wild magic.
Why didn't you just do the witch bolt again?
Because it would have been 6d6 damage.
If he hits with all three bolts, he gets an opportunity at 66. What kind of damage would that have been? Is that radiant damage?
Fire.
Fire damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the two. Oh, it's the same one. Spectral shield hovers near you for the next minute, granting you plus two.
You're up to 20. Nah, just that shield just re.
No, I was again. Yeah. That. I'm sorry, we're following the fucking table. I've got 20 AC right now.
You don't, but that's okay.
Try. I do.
You don't.
It's your turn.
Yeah, I will.
It's going to be huge.
Move here and give him a. What is it?
Healing potion?
2d4 plus 2.
Roll it.
Thank you. Another d4.
Sure. 7 and 9.
Okay. Yep.
It's good!
Dice roll. Stop.
I'm officially over half health.
The priest, we move the priest over here. The priest actually runs to your side and goes, "Oh my God, what did he do? What did he do?" And he's just like, because of course you're bleeding out of the throat.
Can I talk to him or
yeah?
Not
I mean,
until my turn.
No, you can talk, but it's gonna be challenging because you're. You know.
I just took a healing potion. I'm okay.
You're feeling better.
A little better. Yeah.
You're not dead.
Your hit points are half of what they were when you started.
Not
so.
Dead yet.
So you he.
Flesh wound. It's not him.
He sort of puts his hands on your throat and is just and
oh my God, oh my God, what did he do?
And he's just, you know, he's trying to like as if putting his hands on you will just make everything go.
Give him a band-aid.
Hey, Witch Bolt, the spell ends if you use your action to do anything else.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go on hold, like you were saying.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it did.
Lucas, you'd be the only one who would see this. Actually, Matt, make a perception check.
You want me to make one?
No, you're fine. You're gonna see it. Matt needs to make one.
What is that, 18?
Okay.
So 20.
You both see from right there at the trap door, Doru leaps and climbs up the wall and out one of the holes in the top of the ceiling.
So outside of the building?
Yeah. Okay. So you can remove him from the mat for the moment. Lucas, is now your turn.
I saw him leave the building, right?
Yeah.
And
he literally just dove and crumbled up the nearest wall.
You're standing now, right? You're good.
Well, he's not standing. He's laying there in a puddle of his very viscous blood.
I sheathe everything I have. I'm just like, told you. Warned you twice.
You motherfuckers.
I'm awake enough to throw an axe, right?
Absolutely, you are.
Throw the spectral axe.
Ooh, hey!
But you just...
Dwarf, are you ever going to learn to listen to me?
Jeff, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna, like,
what's it take to stand up?
Tell us. I think half.
Oh, yeah.
Half?
Your vampire escaped.
Yeah.
As I point towards the ceiling.
Hey.
Don't point.
What's half of 25?
We'll just call it
10.
It takes you 10.
10 and a half.
So you can move 15.
5, 10, 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, you can get to the stairs.
Opportunity to.
I can't see him.
I just said he left the building.
Let me look. I think he can get all the way out.
Okay.
Doru has left the building.
Let me look and see here. Is it? Yeah, no. The trap door comes up in a corner. So he literally could scramble up the wall. The wall's going to be 10 feet of movement. So he's going to have gone out the ceiling and dropped to the other side and then probably moved at least another 40 or 50 feet.
That's so
he's another 40 feet because he's double moving. So
okay.
What's his movement?
His movement's 30. He can spider climb up the wall.
Right.
So okay.
He was already standing there, so it's like hard to hear.
But he crossed like this much to get here.
Yeah, and there's a wall right there. That's the corner of the church. So he went straight up 10 feet out the hole.
Okay.
Rolled off the other side. And then, so that would have been essentially 10, we'll call it 15 feet of movement. So then he still has another, what, 35, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
If he double moves?
Yeah.
So he's another 35 feet running away.
Okay.
45. Yeah, At this point, it would be nearly impossible for you to cast him unless you got something really good to, you know. Just throws a spectral weapon, just plants it in the back of his head.
No, that can only move 20 feet around. My next turn, I'm gonna keep chasing.
Okay.
I get up there. Is there a window?
Let me look.
They're all boarded up.
We boarded them.
It's gonna take you a while to get out.
We didn't board in these rooms.
You didn't board in the main rooms.
That is correct.
But there aren't windows in these rooms.
You have failed.
There are only windows inside the chapel itself.
Okay.
So another round would put you at the main doors. Then you're gonna have to take at least a turn to unbar them.
Right.
And by that time, he's gonna be another 120 feet away.
Okay.
So if you think you can get something, nope. I'll give you those turns. But if not, then okay. So unless anyone else wants to do anything turn based, I think we'll call that a combat.
I kind of want to give something a shot, maybe.
Oh, you want to try it? Okay. So it'll be your turn now.
30.
You're not. Yeah, you have to go there because 30. Of your size.
So 5'10". So
you're now standing in the corner of the building.
So I've got another 50 feet to move.
How far can you move?
Right.
Double moving?
Oh, you're double moving.
Okay.
So your movement is what, 30? So you can move 60.
30,
35. No, you're going to have to take the 5 feet there. Yeah.
35, 40. So you got another 20.
You got another 20.
Can I get...
You can attempt to climb the wall if that's what you want to do. Because you have proficiency in climbing, I believe.
Oh, you have advantage on climbing.
Yeah.
All right.
Tall ass mother mountain.
No, he's raging. He gets advantage on athletics.
All right. Yeah, no, I'll let it play out.
Which... proficient in as well.
There you go. I'll touch him as he goes by.
Falls on 18. His ass. Yeah, no, you scale the wall and you drop down to the other side.
How far away is he, you're saying? He's 45 feet, right?
Yes, at this point he would be 45 feet away.
That's within range of the bow, right? Crossbow?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Fire on him?
Yep, go ahead.
Fuck beans. Better. Use your inspiration.
Oh, use my inspiration. Good job.
Nice.
20.
Hits. Roll damage.
D10.
Shit.
8.
Okay.
Kills him. Dead. Good job.
Dead. So, you guys see the Goliath just haul ass. Like, he basically knocks you out of the way. You guys see him, and he just
He just steps over the dwarf, I think.
You see him leap, grab the top with both hands, and vault over. And not that anyone can see it, you're now on the other side of the wall, but it looks totally badass. Like, in mid-vault, you're pulling your bow off, you're knocking the arrow, and you're thinking, you've been in mountainous regions, you've taken down game before, right? You take its legs out, and it's gonna drop. And you pull the bow back, and you let it loose, and you put that right in that nice joint where the knee is, and you're like, okay... that should drop him. And it just, that puts the arrow right through its knee. And you see him look down and just pull it all the way through and just keep running.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to between2crits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.